Today's share in the Dear Shem Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Zayin Omud Beis. We had done a double share yesterday, and we had done Kuf Vav Omud Beis and Kuf Zayin Omud Aleph, and we had left off at the very end of Kuf Zayin Omud Aleph. We had read the Mechaber, including the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yuzayim, which said that if there are insects or winds that are bothering you or a foul smell, so then you're allowed to leave the sukkah, you're a mitzvah. So we'll do that Mishnah Berurah now, Sivkot Yudzayin. He says, Omit Mehorech, there's a foul smell. So he says, Ayin La'el, in Simon Tofresh Chavtes Sif Yudalit, the Mishnah Berurah Shamu, where this was discussed, and Dishu footnote number 14 reminds us that there we said, Shem Sichach B'Schach Shereichora, if you had malodorous schach, so much so, that most people would not be able to stand that, then hasukah psula, the sukkah is no good. Because it's physically impossible to live in that. So too over here, if this is bothersome enough to you, some odor that's over there, not from the schach, so then you're a mitztayer and you don't have to sleep or eat in the sukkah. We learned as well, we had discussed over there similar ideas. And Dirshu footnote number 15 reminds us what we learned over there in Simon Ayin Tes. There it said, there we said that the only reason why a person can't go and say Kriya Shema or daven in a place where there's a foul odor is only if it comes from the foulness of a spoilage. However, if itself, if hareach hura betivo, can go in itra, and if it's something that's foul-smelling like naft, it's always foul-smelling, that's its nature, so then there's no issa there to daven, say Kriya Shema or daven Shemoneh Esrei in that place. And now we do the bir halacha, dibur masal b'nei haruach, where the Chafetz Chaim writes, v'wadim mipnei hatzina b'mkom ha-sakarim. The same halacha of mitzvah applies for cold as well in the cold places, as we've already learned as well. Then he says, "Ayin in the levush, dafilu yeshlo kari muchsasos li notzel menatzina." Even if you have nice warm blankets that you could put out there and would protect you from the cold, nevertheless, you still can be makel if it's cold. Gam kein yeshlo hakel according to levush. Why? The ain kol adam yochel l'trach b'cholayla, because it's difficult every night to bring them out, then to bring them in, to bring them out, then to bring them in. Ulamachal fanosa. Unless it's a spacious sukkah and you could leave the blankets and the bed out there in the sukkah, so then it's not such a tircha, and you're not a mitzvah to do it. But if it's a small sukkah, you'd have to bring them out, because you don't have room to eat and to sleep, so then it's a tircha to bring out these blankets, so then you're not mechoyev to, and you're considered a mitzvah. And this is also the opinion of Chaim Uchah b'Magen Avram, and b'Ofen Zeh, lo nuchal lepatro machmas hatza atam detzina. If it's easy enough for you to go and bring them and leave them out there, so then you don't have the heter to go and say, I'm not going to do it. Okay. Furthermore, he says, he says the mitzvah is not only potter from sleeping, he's also potter from eating, as the Mogen Avraham writes in the name of the Beis Yosef. And therefore, Alkei Nira, the Chafetz Chaim says, the Eishli Zor Bizman HaKor, if you're in a cold climate, that you should go and wear warm clothing when you're in the sukkah, kishasoi in the sukkah, while you're staying in the sukkah, eating in the sukkah, because otherwise you would be a mitzvah. Put on warm clothing, put on a winter coat, so you're not a mitzvah, because if you're a mitzvah, machmas akor, there's a chashash of a bracha levatola. You might not be allowed to make a bracha in that situation, because a mitzvah is potum in a sukkah, and you can't make a bracha in that situation. In Dirshu footnote number 13, which is found on the next page, he says, l'chein l'gabi shar inyoni tzar, hamishutvim b'chulam, something that is a common problem for everybody, for example, rain. So he brings down the same thing. If it doesn't bother you when you're sitting in some rain, you can't make a leisha basukah because you might fall into the category of a mitzvah, even though you're staying out there, and therefore you can't make a leisha basukah. Now we'll read the Mechaber. I think we read this yesterday, but we'll read it again. The last word on Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. The Mechaber writes, V'davka, we turn to Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, Shabalu Atzah B'mikra, Achar She'osu Shama Sukah. This is all talking about the tzar came after you made the sukkah. However, you shouldn't make your sukkah in a place where there's going to be a foul odor or winds or a ruach, and then to say a mitzvah. So you build your sukkah in a place right next to a garbage dump where it's a foul odor of spoiled food or waste, so then you can't say, oh, now a mitzvah. Don't build it there in the first place. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hago, v'masoh mitchila b'makum shemitztar b'yachila o b'shesiyah o v'sheina. If you, in fact, didn't follow this advice of the Mechaber, and you made your sukkah in a place where you're going to be mitztar either from eating there or drinking there or from sleeping over there, o sheyev shalo lasos echad mehem besukkah machmas dimisori milistim o ganovim kishu besukkah. Or you put it in a place where you can't do one of these actions, such as sleeping, for example, because you're afraid that Ganovim are going to come and Chamon Etzlan harm you. We'll see that this storm, that they're physically going to harm you as opposed to they're just going to steal your stuff, because your stuff you could bring inside. So dealing here with, you're afraid that armed robbers are going to come and hurt you. So then, if you built your sukkah in such a place, the Ramah says, Enu yotze ba'osa sukkah, klal. You wouldn't be allowed to stay in that sukkah, even for the things that you're not mitzvah about. I feel like shalom mitzvah b'em, such as, you can eat over there, you're not afraid about that, but that you're eating in the daytime, it's just staying out late at night that you're afraid to be out there. So even in the daytime, you wouldn't be yotze. Because the lo heavy ka'ein dira, shiuchalasu sham kol tracho, because this doesn't fit the characteristics of a sukkah that has to be teshu ka'ein taduru, and you can't do all your trachim there, you can't do all your needs there, and therefore it brings out for the Mordechai that this would not be a kosher sukkah. Mishnah Berurah in Simchat Yudches says, Pirish, what the Ramah is telling us here is, B'makum delekatzina, there is, it's not cold, V'atzar hu machmas haruach v'chayotzi bo. For example, the wind is the problem, not the cold, V'chanal, as we have explained, the ilu b'makom v'sakarim, in colder climates, yotze dechavosu b'achila, there you would in fact be yotze if you can eat there, even though you can't sleep there, afal gav lo yuchal lishon sham. Why? The e'ef shor b'inyanachah, because there's no choice. It's 40 degrees outside. So you can manage to eat there, but you can't manage to sleep there. So that's called the kosher sukkah. Umimela, mikre shom kain tadur, because that's the way you would live in your house, because you don't have any other choices. You can't just go to Florida. You can't just pick up and go to a warm area. That's where you live, in a colder climate. And in Chutz Laretz, there are plenty of places in Northern Europe, in Northern United States, in Canada, where it's quite cold, and maybe you can manage to eat in the sukkah, but you certainly would have a difficult time sleeping in the sukkah. So nevertheless, this is a kosher sukkah. And he says, "V'gam mikri royal shena imayelu karim k'sasus karay." And likewise, you would theoretically be able to go and sleep in that sukkah if you had extensive blankets and heaters out there, etc. So therefore, technically, it is a kosher sukkah. The issue footnote number 16 brings down a beautiful explanation from the Aruch HaShulchan, how come this isn't the problem of Teshvu Ka'ein Taduru. So the Bikur Yaakov asks this question, and the Aruch HaShulchan gives a beautiful answer. He says, Kishe'ein Efsharis Shelo Yitzar, if it's impossible that you won't have Tzar, such as the climate, Ein HaSukkah Shonu Midira, then that's your house. Just like in your house, it might be very cold. You're not going to leave your house and go sleep in the street, so you're going to stay in your house, even though it's cold. So Bevadaya Koveya Be'echod Mihamakom HaSemetzarim, you would pick the least uncomfortable area and stay in your house. V'oyanimna Mikviyaz Dira Lagarma, you wouldn't say, oh, I don't have a house, I'm going to sleep outside. So you'd have no choice. L'chei Nechsheva Sasiyas HaSukkah B'mokom Zeh Kein Taduru. So even in a cold climate, so that's considered Teshu Kein Taduru, because you would stay in your house as well. In the warmest of the cold rooms in your house, that's what you would stay also. Mishnah Berurah Simchat Yudches says, if you're afraid of armed robbers or thieves, Rosh Lomar Shiuch L'Aziko B'gufo, you're afraid that they're going to hurt you physically. During the daytime, you're not afraid. And only at nighttime, when there's more of a concern that you wouldn't sleep out there, so he says, that's no good. However, if you're not concerned about they're going to hurt you, that they may steal something from you, then you are yotze, even if you don't sleep out there. Because in that situation, you could bring them into your house. And therefore, nothing is really stopping you from sleeping in that sukkah. And therefore, this is a kosher sukkah. Sivkot and Chav, Eino Yotze, you wouldn't be Yotze in these situations that we just said. Rotsalomar, Afilu, Yidechov Asachila, even, again, if the problem was with the sleeping, but you're not even Yotze if you could eat out there with the exceptions that we brought down. Dishafut number 17 brings down, Af Sukkah Ruya Lecho Velishomba, a sukkah that you could eat and sleep in. However, Eino Ruya Litayaba, it's not a comfortable place for you to hang out all day. Shepsula Lefidas Ramah, so the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that this would be a psula according to this Ramah. Because shesukah ain't a domel abayis. Ela imkin yochol lasos bo kol tzorcho benachas ubaloshem tzar. So even if you're going to be uncomfortable for something like just being there, that's enough, even though you could eat and sleep there, but that would still make it a non-kosher sukkah according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav. On the other hand, Shelis Tshuvas Zera Emes and Shelis Tshuvas Avni Nezer disagree. And they both write, shesukah zu kshera aflufi haramah, that this sukkah is kosher even according to the Ramah. Why? Shadai bekach, it's adequate. Shiru'uyil tashmisham ha'ikarim, it's able to be used for the essential things like eating and drinking. That is enough to consider it your dwelling place. Furthermore, v'sukkah shebaalein yochol lishon ba misibah kol shehi, in a sukkah that you can't sleep in for whatever the reason, but others would be able to sleep over there. It wouldn't bother them. So for you, you're very sensitive to the cold. But most people wouldn't be sensitive. It's 60 degrees. You can't sleep in 60 degree weather, but most people could. So then the Shelos Tshuvas Beis Sha'arim writes that that's a kosher sukkah, even for the person that can't sleep over there. Shari Be'atzmosa, the sukkah itself, is a dira. Just for you personally, you're mitzvah. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, V'yesh me'achronim shechokim azeh v'daitam. There are those that disagree with this Ramah. The af l'chadchila b'vada in laso sukkah kazo, shen yochol l'kayim bo'a kol hadorim kedin. They certainly agree that you shouldn't do this l'chadchila. However, the Ramah says, even b'di'evit it's no good, but these other achronim, and you can see in the Shari Tzion Os Chafei, this is the Shari Tshuva, in the name of the Tshuva Chacham Tzvi, and also the opinion Daz Bino, B'sifra Morg Tziyah, Rav Yaakov Emden, the son of the Chacham Tzvi, in his Sefer, the Morg Tziyah, and also in the Tshuvas Meshivas Nefesh. So all of these Achronim disagree with the Ramah, and they say, Mikol Makom B'di'evet, on a B'di'evet level, Yotzei Bo Yidei Chovas Achila, you would be Yotzei, you're eating in that type of a sukkah, because Kevin Shal Achila in Mitzar, because at least for Achila, you're not Mitzar, so it's considered a Dira, at least for Achila purposes. Now we're back to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Mi shekavu lo haneros besukkah. If the wind blew out the candles that you have lit in your sukkah, or the electricity goes out, so it's b'Shabbos, it's on Shabbos, he can't go light a new one. V'yeshul ner b'veso. But he has lights in his house. He left his dining room lights on, his living room lights on. So then, in that situation where it's dark in the sukkah, mutu lotzeis min ha-sukkah, you'd be allowed to leave the sukkah, kidei lechol b'mokum ner, because you'd be allowed to leave the sukkah to eat in the lit house, as opposed to eating in the dark in the sukkah, because it's not normal, that's mitzvah to eat in the dark. As the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Chof Aleph, the derech bnei adam litzvah is there. Most people, if they're eating in the dark, are going to be mitzvah, and therefore you have the right to go into the house. However, he says, Vein tzarech lelech l'sukkas chaveiro, she'esham ner. You don't have to go and knock on your friend's door and say, can I eat in your sukkah with you? Because he has light on in the sukkah, but you'd be allowed to go into your house with the light there because your sukkah lights went out. But only im yesh torach godol badova. This is only permitted if it's a difficult thing for you to go and ask your friend. So if it's your next door neighbor and he's not home and you ask him, listen, my lights went out, do you mind if I eat in your sukkah? So that's not torach godol at all. You know, you're bringing them almost the same distance from your house to your sukkah as your house to your friend's sukkah. So then you would be obligated to go and sit in his sukkah. Mishnah Berurah explains as if cut in chuk beis, you don't have to go to your friend's sukkah if it's tzar. Do'anami choshev tzar, because that's considered a tzar. Dein arev lo li'odom achiloso elab shlo, because people don't like to eat necessarily at somebody else's house, at somebody else's sukkah. They like to eat in their own place. Ubalayla rishon, however, tzorich l'troach, v'leilech l'sukkah samira. But if it's the first night, then you would have to go. Ach lo yivarshon, but you shouldn't make the bracha leisha b'sukkah there if you're truly mitzar. Unless, in Lo She'enu Mitzdar B'zeh, he brings out from El Yeraba. If you're not Mitzdar, you normally eat at your friend's house. So this would be no different. So then you'd be allowed to go and eat there and make the bracha. Chayodim says this specifically. Chayodim, Okosav, the Mitzdar K'zeh, Yochol Ha'odim L'chayev, is Atzvav L'Atzvav Spesim Chlovarach. He says, in this situation, not really a Mitzdar, and you could, in fact, go make the bracha of Leisha Basukah there, because you could, quote, force yourself to be happy and joyous there and not be mitzvah. And this, the Shaar HaTzion quotes the Chayyadim directly in Sivkot and Chav Zayin, where the Chayyadim writes, this is different than rain coming down, or mitzvah machav scholi, or somebody who's in distress because of sickness. That's not an individual thing, that's for everybody. And therefore, it's not something you can control. In that situation, if you were to make a bracha leisha b'sukkah, you'd be making potentially bracha l'vatala, and you'd be called a fool for doing that. However, something that's totally dependent upon you, such as, are you going to be unhappy eating in your friend's house? So if you're not makbid, then why are you potter? You're not really mitzar, and therefore, it's normal for people to go eat. Shari kama b'nei adam hochlum v'eschaverim lechol shom. This is a normal way of life. People eat their friends' houses. So therefore, you're not considered a mitzvah if you're not mitzvah, and therefore you can make a leisha basukah when you go there. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Chof Gimel says, but if it's a tarach gadol, then you don't have to go. Mipnei shesvara hazu, galeach l'sukas chaveru, yesh sar badover. Because sometimes it is a difficult thing to go, lo psika lekol kach, and therefore it is not something you're obligated to do. And therefore, lochein tol adaber b'miyesh torach kol b'zeh. So it depends. If it's a torach, then you're potter. If it's not a torach, you're not potter. The main lo torach gadol tzorach leilech l'sukas chaveru. Then you should go over there she'yesh shem ner rather than eat in your house. The issue number 19 brings down mishesh lo orchem b'sukaso. Listen to this question. He says, if you have guests in your sukkah and you want to go to sleep in your sukkah, but there are guests still in your sukkah, and you can't kick them out. They don't want to leave. So Rav Yashu says, sorry, that doesn't make you a mitzvah. Shari siba saro humachmas shekave yochol ein lo sukkah lishobo. It's as if you don't have a sukkah to go and sleep in. And therefore, v'imkein olav lidog l'sukkah, you have to go and worry about getting a sukkah, or go your friend's sukkah, or wait till they leave. You're not mitzvah in that situation. On the other hand, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, as well as Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal, both of them hold Shenech Shavu Kimitzdar. In that situation, you are considered Mitzdar, and you can go to your bed to sleep. Upotim in Asukah. He gives the interesting analogy, because these people, these guests, Shemitziyah Zu Shalom Orchim Besukoso, the fact that these guests are in your sukkah, staying a little bit longer than you want them to, it's like having Domel Ladin Zvuvim Hamitzarin Oso. It's like having flies in your sukkah that are bothering you. Shepotim in Asukah. In this situation, you're parted from the mitzvah of sukkah. Very interesting language. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, if the rain came uposchu and it stops, but it's still dripping down from the trees and the schach into your sukkah, and it'll be uncomfortable to sleep there. The efshalech was sukkah, so you couldn't eat there or sleep there. But your friend has a dry sukkah; he had a retractable roof up, or somehow it didn't rain on his sukkah. So in that situation, that he can open up his roof, and therefore his sukkah is not wet. Same thing applies over here. If it's not a tirch, you have to go to your friend's sukkah. If it's not a great tirch for you. Sivkot and Chavdala, the Mishmur says, that we're talking here that it's a tirch gadol for you during the time of the eating. However, Abo Pshita, it's clear and evident. And in the Sharet Zion, Oz Lamed, he brings out from the Chassam Sofer, who's the one that's saying this, not like those that are making the mistake. Below Kemishtabshim, those people that make a mistake, Shein Mechuyim Livnos Lahem, Sukkah B'mokum Acher, Shein Shom Diroso. The people think that, oh, if I don't have an easy, convenient sukkah, then I'm parted from sukkah as a mitzvah. He says that's wrong. He says, Pshita, it's clear. Afilu Mi She'ein Lo Mokum B'chatzeru Livnos Sukkah. If you don't have a nice big yard to go make your sukkah, front or your back, Shetzorach Lahamzi Lo Mokum Livnos Sukkah. So you got to go far away, or go someplace else. I remember when we were growing up, we lived in an apartment building, we didn't have a sukkah, so we had to go to the shul. The shul had a sukkah. We ate all of our meals in the shul sukkah. And therefore, V'oz Shom Beiso, and there, that was your house. Kider Shagam Kol Hashanim, Regin L'Fanos Mibayis L'Bayis. Just like you would go to somebody else's house if you didn't have the essentials in your house. V'oz Shom Beiso, and that becomes your place. And this is from the Chassam Sofer, the Chayin Kosov Bikur Yaakov Bipshito. So this is Parshut, also from the Bikur Yaakov. The Ramah continues and he says, V'imbo ruach l'chabo saneris v'sukkah. If a wind is coming and it looks like it's going to blow out your candles in the sukkah, so muta lifrosh satin obegim in atzah, then you are allowed to go put up some sort of a cloth or a blockage on the side of the sukkah. Let's say you had an open wall there. So you're allowed to put up some sort of a panel or a cloth there to prevent the wind from blowing out your sukkah. So you can lifrosh satin obegim in atzah. That you can do. However, awalo tachas eschach, he brings down from the Arzuru, you can't put it underneath the schach. Now this is the discussion we had previously. When you look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Chafei, he says, the oz yivata la sodin es eschach v'yisol sukkah. We had this opinion that we go la halacha, that putting up a sodin either above or below the schach is problematic, and therefore it would passel the schach. As we learn, kidel b'simin tov reish chavtes, siv yotes, according to the way we paskin, l'dei rishona, the sosum shama v'chaber kavasi, which the Mechaber said is the way we paskin. However, omnam, we did point out over there that not everybody agrees to that. The mokum atchak, and under extenuating circumstances, where you're putting up a sheet on the side is not going to prevent the lights from going out. That's going to make you have to go into your house to eat. So then you should rely upon the more lenient second opinion, that we had over there, that does allow you to put up a sheet either above or below the schach, as long as it's done in a proper way, close to the schach, so it becomes batel schach. And ain lesser ze kim shiachik hasodim in a schach ar bo tvochim. And the only time it would be awesome then if you had it too far away, it was more than four tvochim away, because in that situation, doz ain a batel hasodim l'gabe schach. Then, as we had learned previously, and he reminds us now, then it wouldn't be batel schach, and then it would be a problem. And he says, on Shabbos of Yontif, nochel nizor, shlo yachik shlosha tvochim. On Shabbos, you should make sure you don't leave it more than three tvochim away, space cholim in a schach, mishum chashash ohel, because there's a separate problem of ohel in that situation. And he adds, "V'uadin demutu b'makom atchach b'prosodin l'mala alaschach kedil hagin." As we pointed out, you can do this underneath to catch the schach from falling in, or the drops of water from falling into you, or you can put it above it to prevent the rain from coming in b'mechol b'mishabes of yontif, in order to prevent the sun or the rain to come in, according to that more lenient second opinion. We don't do this l'chachila, but we would do this in this situation to prevent you from having to leave the sukkah. However, because the people will see this and they won't know, they're going to think he's using the sod in ischach. So he shouldn't do this above it unless it's clear. Unless it's obviously clear, it's clearly visible that you do have good kosher ischach and you're only doing this to prevent the wind from blowing out the candles. This was discussed in more detail. Since it's a machlokas over here, don't make a bracha leishah basukah. Finally, quickly, the Bir Halacha, the Ramasal Bivisari list him. He says in the Morgan of Ram, in the name of the Lavush, that you should therefore not make your sukkah out on a street where it's impossible to protect yourself from ganavim. However, he brings up the Yad Ephraim, that may not be the case. And there are more makel opinions that say that even though for the ganavim you wouldn't be able to sleep there, it would be acceptable to go and make the sukkah there to eat. Ayin Sham. With that, we conclude today's shiur.